Liturgical Day, January the 4th. The Gospel according to St. John. As John was standing with two of his disciples, Jesus walked by, and John looked at him and said, "There is the Lamb of God." On hearing this, the two disciples followed Jesus. He turned and saw them following, and he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They answered, "Rabbi," which means master, "where are you staying?" Jesus said, "Come and see." So they went and saw where he stayed and spent the rest of that day with him. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard what John had said and followed Jesus. Early the next morning he found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means the Christ, and he brought Simon to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John, but you shall be called Cephas," which means rock. Our commentary is by Father Josep Maria Massana from Barcelona, Catalonia. Today the Gospel reminds us of the vocational circumstances of Jesus' first disciples. To get ready for the advent of the Messiah, John and his friend Andrew had listened to and followed for a while John the Baptist. One day, John the Baptist points out Jesus by calling him the Lamb of God. On hearing this, John and Andrew understand that he is the long-awaited Messiah. And leaving the Baptist, they set to follow him. Jesus hears them from behind. He turns and sees them following. Jesus and those unassuming men exchange glances. They remain captivated. Jesus' gaze turns their hearts over, and they feel the need to stay on with him. "Where are you staying?" they ask. "Come and see," answers Jesus. He invites them to stay, to see, to meditate. They go, and they contemplate him while listening to him. And they spend the evening and the night with him. It is a time of closeness and confidence, a time of love sharing. They remain with him until the following morning, when the sun rises over the world. Stirred up with the flame of that sunrise which shines upon those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, they set forth to irradiate it. Exalted, they feel the urge to communicate what they have seen and lived to the first ones they may meet. Quote, "We have found the Messiah," unquote. Many saints have also done it similarly. Saint Francis, love wounded, went about streets and squares, hamlets and woods, shouting, quote, "Love is not loved," unquote. The essential aspect of our Christian life is to allow Jesus to gaze into us, to go and see where he stays, to stay with him, and to share, and afterwards to announce it. This is the way and procedure followed by the disciples and saints. It is our way.